We were the one brand that was nationwide. When that happened, we started looking around at different products, see what the next thing is. Our Cool Zone ultrasonic dry mist fan with mosquito repellent and Bluetooth speakers.
You just rattled off like three different products that you guys somehow managed to figure out how to put them into one, which is incredible.
That's something that we came up with, designed it, brought it to market. Always just trying to find something new, something different.
Cool to learn that our dedication and commitment to serving family-owned and operated businesses, small businesses, extends in some ways beyond just the dealer and retailer community here at Nationwide. And that's the case with Sunheat International. They're a family-owned and operated factory, warehouse, shipping, up and down manufacturer of a whole range of products. They made their name in infrared heaters, but they've got all kinds of things, massage chairs, Sunheat saunas, air cleaners, the list goes on, fans with Bluetooth speakers attached to them or embedded in them, and just a really cool portfolio of products to get to learn about and discover as we went through it. But that right there was Josh Rookstuhl, the sales director for Sunheat International, and had a really awesome conversation with him about everything they have going on, how they've been able to stay open as a business, how they're operating through this unique time and through these unique challenges. But they also have a really cool event coming up that we wanted to be sure to spotlight, and given everything that's going on, it's a charity golf event, a charity golf outing that is coming up here at the end of July, and it'll be in its 13th year this year, and over the past couple of years and through the event's history, they've used the funds to donate to local individuals, families, businesses in need, and that's no different this year with COVID-19. As Josh will explain and you'll hear, they still haven't settled on a specific donation, like where to direct those funds yet, but it's something that, as the need rises and they learn about stories in the community, they'll figure it out. And, they've done a lot of planning and preparation for this event to make sure it goes off without a hitch. And just cool to learn about the history of it, of the golf outing, but also the history of Sunheat and what they've got going on. So a cool conversation, one that I'm excited to share. So let's just dive into it with Josh Rookstuhl of Sunheat International. All right, we're back on the Independent Thinking Podcast, and right now, a pretty cool opportunity. Excited to talk to one of our vendor partners here at Nationwide, and Mr. Josh Rookstuhl, Director of Sales for Sunheat International out there in Nebraska. Appreciate you taking time and calling in and chatting with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Rob.
No problem. So just to start right off, tell our audience, our listeners, a little bit about you and the Sunheat International brand.
Yeah, so we are a family-owned and operated company and have been since 1954, mainly in Nebraska. We did some different products over the years, and in the early 2000s, we got into infrared heaters, and that kind of transitioned over the years into some of the products we have now, which is infrared saunas, massage chairs, air purifiers, lots of different fireplaces. We actually build one of our infrared heaters here, our most popular one here in our Grand Island warehouse.
That's awesome. Kind of neat. Well, you mentioned all those different products. How, what's it like, first of all, as director of sales? I mean, that's a lot of different things to sell. So what's it like kind of having such an interesting portfolio?
It's interesting. I mean, it definitely gets, when we're at the members meetings, twice a year, everybody comes up and they look at the different products and they say, oh, I didn't know that you guys had this or that. So it's fun. I think it's all about health. Infrared's good for you, whether it's the saunas or the infrared chair or the infrared heaters, air purification, obviously with what's going on at the time that we're talking about this now with COVID and everything, the air purifiers certainly are a big draw for folks and for our dealers. So But yeah, it's fun, man. And we got a massage chair, so we can sit in there at any time. It's
You know,
good.
I was going to say, we joked before we came on that sitting in one of those, you walked me around your store, your office there a little bit. I got to see some of the massage chairs. Be a pretty comfortable podcast to do that. Maybe next prime time when we all get together, we'll get that rolling.
Absolutely.
No, but how so did the company start with like a particular sort of, not to say that you're not focused, but like a focus on one product and expand into these things? Like how did you guys expand into so many different categories?
Excellent question. So I'll try and keep it shorter than my dad would have. So my grandparents started in 1954, and it was primarily a hardware shop that turned into a sewing machine, clothing, helping sewing up things at that time, I guess. We got into Singer sewing machines, and through the 90s, we were the largest sewing machine distributor in the country, besides, the Walmarts and some of those guys. Sewing machines became kind of a dead end product. People just don't use them anymore. So we were looking for other products, and he sold the infrared heaters in the early 80s. We got back into that, and that's when we started manufacturing the Sunheat, and it kind of took off from there. So we did really well with those. It wasn't long before, just like everything else, there was some folks that wanted to drive the price down, drive the quality down with that, like with any product. And when that happened, the bottom kind of fell out. There was over 250 brands, so we were the one brand that was nationwide, and then over 250. And when that happened, we started looking around at different products, trying to see what the next thing is. And one of the things that I didn't get a chance to talk to you about, that maybe I can show you sometime, or we can walk over there, is our Cool Zone ultrasonic dry mist fan with mosquito repellent and Bluetooth speakers. And that's something that we came up with, designed it, brought it to market, and have sold tens of thousands of them. It's an awesome product. So always just trying to find something new, something different. So kind of
And
a long
no, it's cool though, because I mean, you see those kinds of things, and like you just rattled off like three different products that you guys somehow managed to figure out how to put them into one, which is incredible. So, I mean, is there like one, if you had to pick the one thing that is kind of like your key product or what people come to you most for, what would that be?
Well, it's still the Made in Nebraska infrared heaters behind me here. As far as the nationwide members, we sell an awful lot of the mist fans. Probably is one of our best sellers at the show each year. Yeah, and then everybody wants a chair at least for their house or a sauna, So we do okay with those. But the heaters, the fans, and then the air purifiers too. So.
Gotcha. No, it makes sense. And you mentioned it earlier, but I feel like any conversation these days kind of ends up circling back to COVID, and everything that's done, this global pandemic we're all sort of living through right now. But for you guys, how has that impacted your business, and how, I mean, have you had to make a lot of adjustments over these last, dozen or so weeks since this really set in?
Obviously, with the shows getting canceled, we do spring and the fall with a lot of different trade shows. So we have, six or eight of them that we do each end of the year. And when that happened and everything got cut down, that's a pretty big cut into our wholesale business. That's primarily what we do. We have very strict minimum advertised pricing for our products, and so we were able to still generate some of those sales online. We stayed open. We were a essential business because we serve the hardware industry as well. So that helped an awful lot for us. We're very fortunate to be able to come to work every day. The walk-in traffic was different with the masks and, curbside. We made some videos that, we put out there saying, we're doing curbside. If you want to call, we're doing virtual discussions, where we can walk customers around, show them the different products, how they work, different things like that. So that was kind of nice, a good thing, I think, for what happened. Cut back a little bit here and there. We kept everybody on board, fortunately, but it's make it through it, and be good to get back going.
No, I hear you. It's strange times trying to work, for an industry. I think every industry travels, but especially in this business, it feels like we're always on the road, and to not be on the road for such a long stretch is kind of crazy. Our all the significant others around are like, you know, wondering when the heck we're going to leave again. It's like, when am I going to get my freedom? No, I'm with you. But, you know, something cool that you guys are doing that's kind of flipping the script, though. Obviously, you know, COVID has impacted a lot of businesses and certainly in this space. But you guys have a really cool event and something, you know, we certainly wanted to highlight and talk about. And that's this Sunheat Open. So give me the background on that, and then we'll dive into kind of what's happening this year.
Okay. So the background is this will be our 13th year, and we started out with just some friends. I mean, it was a Friday afternoon. We had 10 groups of, I think, we were doing twosomes or maybe threesomes to start. I think it was two. And it was just a way to get everybody out of the office, get the production crew and bookkeeping and sales and everybody out there. Have a nice relaxing day, hang out. And over the years, it's progressed into, for us, I mean, it's a little charity event that we put on, and it's grown each and every year. We've done charity to Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Teammates Program, which maybe not everybody knows who they are, but it was Tom Osborne and Nancy Osborne, deal for kids mentoring. Gosh, we did somebody that had a liver transplant. We gave them some money. Some other doctors' bills. So yeah, just things like that. So it's been really nice. We've got a lot of support, volunteers, even Nationwide's actually donated the last couple of years that we've reached out to John Lane. So it's been awesome. So
that's appreciate that. So. Hey, well, I can't, I'll take the thanks, but you know, I'll pass them along. No, but that's really cool. And certainly something, you know, as an organization, I'm here less than a year. And one of the things that always stood out to me kind of watching Nationwide from afar is sort of the commitment to what giving back. And you kind of see that at the trade shows. And it's always awesome when you see it also in the vendor and member community as well. So, you know, I know this year, was there any concerns this year as you were getting close to the event or planning for the event because of the coronavirus?
Yeah. And there still is, actually, Rob. I mean, we've got some things. We're not sure how check-in's going to go. Are we going to have dinner afterwards? Normally we have it in the banquet area or on the porch or patio. Is that going to happen? Is it going to be a grab and go lunch? I mean, so we're still looking into that. It does look like it's going to happen. Recently around here anyways, it went from one person per cart into two people per cart now. So that looks like that's going to happen, you know, and, but yeah, it was a little bit scary at first. I think getting donations was the biggest scare factor. You know, not everybody has a lot of money right now to just be donating. So, but it's been good so far.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, and then also, you know, to the point of COVID, you guys have turned this event around this year and explain kind of what you guys are doing this year for your, who it's going to be benefiting.
Well, we're going to do, it's a COVID-19 coronavirus, and basically, we're still about a month and a half out from our actual event. We have not decided on an exact person or group or business or businesses that we're going to donate to. I think that maybe it'll kind of come to us here in the next few weeks. But, you know, we'll generate hopefully $6,000 to $7,000 or so this year. And, you know, we're just going to find somebody that's in need or a family in need or, you know, I don't know, maybe it's a home, you know, like, I don't know, you know, we'll see. It'll be, it'll happen though. It'll come up, you know, we'll think about it. We're still thinking about it. We, you know, we don't want to just pick somebody at random. So, and you know, and if it's not decided by that particular date, then we'll find somebody that it goes to a good place where it's going to be spent. And then 100% of the donations, like with Nationwide and the others, they all go directly to the final check that we write. So we play lots of games. I'll just tell you real quick because it's kind of fun. We have like golf pong where you got to chip the balls into the buckets. We have Wheel of Fortune. We have yard darts. We have bago, pull of horseshoes. Yeah, we're doing a new one this year. It's a Plinko. And, you know, we donate like fire pits or infrared fireplaces or, you know, some different things. So it's kind of fun.
Oh, that's all. Awesome. You got as many games in this Sun Heat Open as you do products in the Sun Heat catalog. So sounds like a fun time.
Absolutely. You're welcome to come.
Well, I wish if traveling was an option, it's something I would absolutely consider. I know this year's tough, but and Nebraska's a place I've never been. So in the future, that definitely sounds like I'll have to take you up on that. But and then kind of looking ahead, you know, previewing the second half of this year, whether it's this event moving forward or just, you know, business in general. I mean, what's the outlook like for you guys, as 2020, can't quickly enough, but getting our rearview mirrors here.
Yeah. Well, I think that the trade shows are certainly going to help if they go on, and the virtual trade shows and the ones in person, of course, that everybody wants. That'll be important for our business because we are primarily generated through wholesale. With the map pricing that we have online, we do very little business online. It's strictly mainly for a retail price point. So, I don't know. Not saying that would change, but I sure hope that the wholesale business continues. We're probably going to be doing a little bit more reaching out to some of the members, hopefully getting on some video chats with them. We're here one-on-one conversations with them, coming up with specials that maybe we hadn't ran before, maybe smaller quantity specials that we hadn't done before, because frankly, we call it members and we say, hey, are you ready for your 10 chairs? Well, maybe they can't bring in 10 chairs right now because the retail customer is not typically coming through the door like they used to. So, it's going to be it's just going to be a learning curve a little bit for everybody as everybody's going through it. So we're no different. So,
gotcha. Certainly. And to that, to your point about talking to the members, what kind of messages are you getting from them? Just, what are you hearing from them as you're in contact?
Most of them seem to be doing fairly well. I've definitely heard that the appliance dealers are doing very well with online sales. So, the ones that have been able to transition to that and have their, well, actually one of our local members recently, they had a sale and they did it all online versus like a normal, weekend Memorial Day sale. And they did really, really well. Their sales were up. So, so that's good. I think your hometown appliance dealer, the customer, they know them. Everybody knows who they are in their town. They want to support them, and versus the Walmarts or Home Depots or somebody like that, I think. And we're certainly trying to do that here. So I think it's been pretty good. I think it's been tough at the beginning, but I think a lot of them that we've spoken to are really rebounded and good.
It's awesome to hear. And, doing everything we can on our end to make sure that they get through the rest of this year as successfully and smoothly as possible. But it's awesome to hear from you, Josh, and everything you guys have going on, and certainly about the Sun Heat outing, so the Sun Heat Open, say. So I look forward to, fingers crossed that everything goes off smoothly and that you guys can ask. Sounds like you will. Look forward to kind of hearing how it goes and pictures of the event. I want to see how these games unfold. Yeah. So
absolutely, man. That's the best ones, the funnest ones. None of them put me in the sand.
No, that's awesome.
I appreciate you having me on. I really do. And the members and nationwide, since you're new to the group, honestly, it is it's a family feeling. Even when you're one-on-one working on the final numbers and writing up a ticket or entering it in, it's still that family feel. And that's why we continue to want to be a member of the group. Or a vendor for the group. It's awesome. So,
it's always good to hear that. It's always good to hear that. So, we appreciate it, and, nothing but the best with this event. For those that want more info, where can they go to find out more info about Sun Heat and the Sun Heat Open?
Well, you could go to our Facebook page, which is the @OriginalSunHeat. Or you could just email me. It's josh@sunheat.com, sunheat.com.
Cool. And we'll share that info in the description and video version. You can check it. It should roll across your screen. So, no, it's awesome. Josh, appreciate it. Great catching up. Hope to do it in person here soon, once all this gets behind us. But appreciate you coming on.
Hey, I appreciate you, buddy. Take care, man.
All right, and thank you again to Josh for taking time out of his schedule, propping us up, showing us around the showroom a little bit, there while we podcasted. But I had a great conversation. Awesome to learn about what they've got going on with the golf outing. Hope to get out there someday. That'd be awesome to, never been to Nebraska. I'm sure the golf out there sounds like it's pretty fun if they've been able to pull off a decade-plus-long golf outing. So, no, cool time, and I wish them nothing but the best, with this golf outing and with their business. So, appreciate his time. Appreciate your time listening to the Independent Thinking Podcast, and we will catch you next time.